Okay.
In this exedra, Parshas Re'eh, we have a reference to the mitzvah of Shemitah. In this coming year, Tavshin Ayin Hey, 5775 will be a Shemitah year. So I want to talk a little bit about an aspect of the mitzvah of Shemitah, not only the detail of Shemitah per se, just the question whether Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is considered to be a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. So the pasuk says towards the end of Parshas Re'eh, it's Shishi, it's Perek Tesvav, a Doron pasuk Halef Niket Sheva Shonim Tasa Shmita. Right, you have a Shmita every 7 years. Right, at the end of 7 years. V'zed Dvar Hashmita Shemot Kol Bal Mashe Yado Asher Yashav Re'eh Lo Yigo Sesreel Besachim Kikar Shmita Lashem. It says that you have to, a creditor, someone who is a balchot, someone who is owed money, has to hold back and not collect the debt. In effect, as the Rishita just alluded to, this is the mitzvah of Shmitas Ksofim. Right here in our parsha, doesn't matter. Prozbul, yes. So we assume at the end of the Shmita we sign. Prozbul, some shall say at the beginning of the year. Also, maybe we'll talk about it another time. But as I pointed out, the topic, that's the most standard meaning is to sign a Prozbul at the end of the Shmita year. At the end of the seventh year, yeah.
Really?
Before Rosh Hashanah. Some shall is not focus Rishon. I think the more standard, some people are. I thought the more people, the more standard opinion is to do the Prozbul at the end of the Shmita year.
But anyway, back in the
different story. Another time we'll talk about it. Anyway, that's the topic here in Parshas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Tesvav, at the beginning of the Perek, right at Shishi in our Sedra. And no mention particularly, at least offhand, seems to be made here regarding the other aspect of Shemitah, Shemitah's Karkos, right, not to work the land and so on. However, if you are in the beginning of Maseches Moed Katan, on Daf Beis and Beis, the Gemara says the following. Gemara says, the topic there, the Gemara seems to allow a certain activities to be done. The topic is the Shemitah there. The topic of the Gemara, beginning of Masechet Moed Katan, Moed Katan talks about Chalamoid. That's what's called Moed Katan, right? We call it Chalamoid. And there are certain parallels between, that's the beginning, yeah. The beginning of the Masechet talks about certain parallels between the Shemitah and Chalamoid as to what you're allowed to do, working in the field and so on. So there are certain leniencies, and the Gemara has certain Mokum Seda, so the Rabbanan were Makel. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? But how you Makel in Shemitah, the Shemitah is in the Raisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, the Gemara says, a lot of person plow and plant, it's not allowed during Shemitah. So Amar Abaye, Beshriyas Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara says, Mokum Seda, this is only talking about this Kula, the leniency discussed in this Sugya. It's not important to us right now, but the leniency discussed in this Sugya are referring to Bizman Hazeh, Shriyas Bizman Hazeh, the Rebbe here, it's the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe, Omer, Vizeh, Dvar HaShemitah, Shamot. That's our Pasuk. Here in Parsha, Vizeh, Dvar HaShemitah, Shamot. Right? B'shtei Shemitah Sakosuf Nedaber. It's a double language. We'll see Rashi in a second. Achas Shemitah Karkav, Achas Shemitah Ksofim. One word, Shemitah, Vizeh, Dvar HaShemitah, Shamot, Shemitah, Shamot. Two words in a row with the same Shoresh. So it's referring to two different Shemitahs, Shemitah Ksofim and Shemitah Karkav. So according to this Gemara, we have a reference in our Sedra Taka not only to Shemitah Ksofim, but to Shemitah Karkav as well. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Bizmancha Tomashamit Karka Tomashamit Ksofim, Bizmancha Yer Tomashamit Karka Yer Tomashamit Ksofim. Whenever Shemitah Karka applies, the Din of Shemitah Ksofim applies as well. Whenever Din of Shemitah Karka doesn't apply, Din of Shemitah Ksofim also doesn't apply. Let's see, right? Then the Gemara says, Abai, Rabba Amafil Temarbonon. Oh, others Osarachmono told us Lo Osarachmono. We have in Shemitah also others and told that we have by Shabbos. So the coolers that the Gemara had were in some of the less explicit dinim. We'll leave it at that. So it's got nothing to do with whether it's the Raisa Domon. Let's see Rashi. Rashi will help us out here. Okay, the Gemara Rashi says. Here it is. B'shvias b'zman hazeh d'rabbanon v'rebihi. The Amar d'humu d'rabbanon. Umilsa d'psei d'shar rabbanon. Rashi explains that the assumption of the Gemara according to Abaye is that we're talking here about the Shemitah b'zman hazeh, which only d'rabbanon. And therefore, milsa makom hefzed lo gozer rabbanon, right? So the particular case in the Gemara was talking about a person would lose. So they had a leniency, so holding all d'rabbanon anyway. Where do we see that from? Because it says, v'zeh d'var hashmita shamot. Ksiv b'hashmata s'ksofen. The pasuk is by Shemitah s'ksofen, our sedra A. But on my ksiv, traced in the Shemitah Shamot. Why do I have to say a double language? Mezed var Shemitah Shamot. So the Gemara sets up this equation, Mizman she'iyato meshamet karka michlal, the ikazman delo meshamet karka. Since the Gemara that makes that expression, Bizman she'iyato meshamet karka, yato meshamet sub, whenever Shemitah's karka doesn't apply, Shemitah's sub also doesn't apply, the implication of that statement is there must be some time when Shemitah's karka doesn't apply. Okay? In other words, Michlal, the Ikazman, the Lom Meshamet Karka, the Ezezeh, Bizmanazeh. When is that? Bizmanazeh. Right? So we know that we now have a reference in our parsha to this double language, Shemitah Shamot, and not only Shemitah's Ksof, but Shemitah's Karka. Now, Shemitah's Karka, just for a quick review, is presented elsewhere in the Torah. In Parshas Mishpatim is one place, in Shmos Parakov Gimel, Shemitah's Karka. Shmos Parakov Gimel, starting in Pasuk Yud, it's a very brief reference. It says over there, "V'shei shonim tizras artzecha, v'asaftos tuosar." You plant your field for 6 years and gather the produce. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, "V'ashmir is the 70th tishmitenu l'tashtor." Right, in the 70th, you have to leave the land. Right, you leave it untended and unharvested. That's the translation of your article. The achla v'yonei amecha, and the poor can eat from the yisram tochol chayasa. So then, whatever's left, the animals eat, and so on. Kain tasel chamechol zeisechon. It applies in your vineyard and your olive grove as well. So that's a little bit in Parshas Mishpatim, and of course, the primary place where the din of Shemitah's karka are presented is in the beginning of Parshas Behar, in Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra, Parakhof Hay. So that's the primary source of most of the dinim of Shemitah's karka. So, the only of that says, Kisavo el Aretz. There's a din in Eretz Yisrael. Now, nothing is there. Let's see. So, we're not talking about Shemitah's Ksofen tonight, per se. But for Shemitah's karka, it's clear that it applies in Eretz Yisrael. Now, right. Now, offhand, there is no indication here that this has to do with anything to do with the Beis Hamikdash or Zman Hazeh, Zman Habah. Why shouldn't it be Daraisa today? But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, why should the Gemara in Moed Katan here on Daf Beis Mabeis suddenly present a thought? Not according to everybody. It's a machlokes. But Abaye says, according to Rebbe says, Bizman hazeh, Shemitah's karka is only, and hence Shemitah's Sofen too, is only Drabbanon. Huh?
Different year. After 49 years, it did Yovel.
Right, okay, so Yovel's a different Sofen. In terms of Shemitah, so again, let's look back in that Gemara, the bottom of Beis and Beis.
The 50th year.
That's a different issue.
Away from the Raisa,
right, that's my question. The Psukim don't seem to indicate that it depends upon anything other than being an Eretz Yisrael. Good, so it's applied to Raisa today also. Mm-hmm. Right? Again, our Parsha in Parsha's Re'eh, I'm just pointing out, does not talk about Shemitah's karka per se. Just you have the Gemara learns in the double language, Zed, Var, Shemitah, Shamot, that there's a connection between what's being talked about here in Re'eh, Shemitah's Ksofen, and Shemitah's Karkos, and when one doesn't apply, the other doesn't apply. What do you mean when one doesn't apply? When does one not apply? So the Rashi just says here, he doesn't say anything, he just says, apparently, I'll read it again. The Rashi, with the Rashi, Bizman Shia Tomeshame, he says, Miklal, the Ikozman, the Lomeshame Karka. Apparently, the Gemara is assuming there is a certain certain time when Shemitah's Karka doesn't apply. And when is that? That's Bisman Hazeh. That's Abai. Then Rava says, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Even if you want to hold like Rabbanan. The Pligi Alei the Rebbe, who disagrees with Rebbe, the Amri, the Shizman Hazeh, the Raisa. The Rabbanan hold, no, it's the Raisa all time. What are you talking about? Why should you ever exclude Shemitah from being within the Raisa? So then they have to answer the local problem, and that's sugya differently. Why is there a certain kula b'makom hafsid? So avos malachas, right? So it means avos malachas aser achmona b'shriyas. The Torah only asked principal activities in the field on shriyas, and the top of Gimel Aleph told those to go mashke zoram, watering. It doesn't exactly say in the Torah. Certain things are written in the Torah, certain things are not. They're actually problematical. It says you can go mashke zoram shalom ha'ab mishkan. Rather, it's a Shabbos, that's the whole question of the Gisa, but not my issue. The point is that the local issue in that sugi is, how does the Gemara have a kula by Shemitah? So the answer is, according to the second opinion, because there's only a kula by those things that are not explicitly in the Torah. That's how he gets out of it. But what comes out for us, I'm not interested now in solving the problem in that Gemara. What comes out for us, the Machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbanan. According to Rebbe, at least the way that Abai and Rava learn. Okay, according to Rebbe, the din of Shemitah is only the Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh, and according to the Rabbanan, nothing doing. I assume, like Rashi says, the Pligi led the Rebbe, I mean, the Shizman Hazeh, the Raisim. Shizman Hazeh is the Raisim. So it doesn't say. He just has a connection. Is there Dvar Shemitah Shemot? B'shtei Shemitahs HaKosmet Davar. Acha Shemitahs Karkav, Acha Shemitahs Sofim. Right, so we haven't really understood, but that's the way Rashi learns, and now Rashi is explaining what Abaye says, and that's talking about Bismana, then that's how the Gemara resolves the problem. So that's a different problem. I just want to point out this machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbana. I understand, but that's not a topic tonight. The Avos and Toldos is not the issue. Toldos may not really mean Toldos, means what's Mefurish in the Pasuk. That's a local problem in Moedkan. Now, it doesn't say any reason why, as was just pointed out. So, the Rabbeinu Chananel, here on the Bezman Beis in Moedkan, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, towards the bottom, he says, they quote the Pirek Abayi, the Tanya Rebbe Omazed Rashmi Shemot, etc. And he says, Idna, the Ain Shmita Bekarka. Nowadays, you know why there's no Shmita Karka into this view? She Eretz Yisrael Bidei Ovde Kochavim He. Eretz Yisrael is under non Jewish sovereignty. So according to Ben Chananel, that's the reason. And that would obviously potentially be different today. But Rabbi Chananel says, it's true in his time, and it's true for many centuries, Rabbi Chananel says, you know what, the Svar Rabbi, you know why it's on the Rabbanim? Because apparently he understands that the Chir of Shemitah Darais is only when Eretz Yisrael is under Jewish sovereignty. It doesn't say why that is either. But okay, at least you have some Svar. That since it's under non-Jew, the land is, you can argue the land's not really ours. The whole idea is to let our land lie fallow during the 70s. You can come up with Svaras and Drashas, but at least Rabbi Chananel gives a little bit of a din, huh? That's a good question. Too. We'll see maybe in the Shami shortly. But that's the sugya in what cotton base and base. The exact same sugya appears, a parallel sugya appears in Gittin. In Gittin on Daf Lamed Vav. The exact same sugya, it just starts from a different point of view, but you'll see why it comes in the same direction. That sugya in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav is the sugya also that Shmita Sofim relating to Prusbul, right, the Takana of Hillel, that he allowed a means for a person to sign documents to not to waive the loan in the Shemitah year. So the Gemara has it, that's a kula. Just like the Gemara Moed Katan had a kula by Mokum Hefsid. What do you mean? How do you have a kula in Din of Shemitah? So Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Min Aleph, has the exact same question. What do you mean? Where's come Hillel to undo some of the Torah? Yeah, can't do that. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the sugi there in Gittin Lamed Vav. So the Gemara is if the Torah says that the loan is canceled, where we come to Hillel to come and say, well, I'll pay for it, I can't do that. How do you ever have such a trick?
Yes.
Right, that's the Gemara's kasha. So Amar Abaye, same answers we had more cut to the other question. Amar Abaye, Bishriyas Bizman Hazeh. He's talking about this kula of Puzzle is only Bishriyas Bizman Hazeh. Rebbe here, this is according to Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer Bezed Var Shmita Shamot, the same exact Gemara, Bishtei Shmita Sakos Vadaba Acha Shmita Skarka Vacha Shmita Ksoven, Bizman Shah Tamashamit Karka Tamashamit Ksoven, Bizman Shiyat Tamashamit Karka. Targit Amishamet Sofim, and going over to Amishamet Mabez, the Takina Rabbanon, the Tishamet Zeichel L'Shriyas. The whole reason we do it on the Rabbanon is Zeichel L'Shriyas, right? Raw Hillel, Shenimno Amel Ahavu Zezze, so Amel Biskin Puzbul, when Hillel saw, it says, when Hillel saw that the Rabbanon's whole desire to perpetuate the Zeichel L'Shmita was being abused, or people were doing it properly, so Hillel so figured something out to help people both get, collect your debt and be commemorate trees. But that's it, huh?
Rav's college also.
No, oh, so that's in, there's no further statement. That's the whole Gemara. Okay. No, no, yeah, correct. Correct. Okay. So that's the that's an important point. Okay, because here in this Gemara in Gittin, there's no there doesn't seem to be a dissenting view. There's no Rabbanon. And the Gemara in Moed Katan seemed to present, the way Rashi learned the way he said it before, seemed to present the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Rebbe holds Shrius is manazed only the Rabbanon, and Rabbanon holds the Shrius is Chachamim holds it's the Raisa. Well, here in Gittin it's a stop. According to you have to figure out an answer according to that Shita. The Gemara doesn't even bring it up, is my point. That's what you're saying. The Gemara does not mention a dissenting Shita here that anyone disagreeing with Rebbe. So that's an important point.
Is that dissenting? Okay. Shita, how did
Hillel
come up with a
proposal? According to that, the same thing she took. You have to come up and figure out another thing. Okay, I don't know. But anyway, Rashi explains, there's several important Rashi
well,
here.
Let's see. Includes the same thing on,
so when we talk about proposal, we'll figure it out. But anyway, let's take a look. So the Gemara says, the Rashi here in Gittin Lamed Vav Med Aleph, back in Aleph, so the Rashi says, the Hiskin Hillel Delot Tishamet V'Okar Dov Min HaTorah. Did he tell you, Hillel said that Shemitah is not going to cancel to sign some funny piece of paper. Now you're okay or didn't have Torah. It's an Ayah said that hey, you're supposed to cancel all the loans.
What kind of concept is that? The Rabbanon have that power. Eh?
Yeah, so that's really the continuation of the Sugya on Mamon Vavim Beis. Usually you assume that that's a difference. The Sheyvel Taisa. Right, it's just the Sheyvel Taisa. So you're correct, it's a continuation of the Sugya. But the Gemara assumes it was a problem. So now here's an important Rashi. Actually, I'm going to skip this Rashi for a moment. The next one, I'll come back to it. The Gemara, we're skipping one Rashi. This is not Shiyat Hamashamet Kaka Kagon Achshav. Now Rashi here gives a reason. Why should it be not the Raisa? Kagon Achshav Shebotla Kedushas Haaretz. He didn't say Rabbi Nachmanal said because it was under non-Jewish sovereignty. Rashi here in the Tosfos says like this: that Botla Kedushas Haaretz, the din of Shemitah. Now that's a major discussion, a major machlokas, correct? And really, the most Rishonim assume that the kedusha of kedusha shniyah is kitzur shaita and kitzur salava. This opens up that whole discussion, which is not for tonight. But you all heard at least tangentially, you know, there's a question of whether the sanctification. We assume that the sanctification done by Yeshua, that was done through military conquest. So Mela, when the military conquest was undone by a different military conquest, the Nebuchadnezzar, the Kedusha disappeared. But the second Kedusha, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, in the days of Ezra and so on, that was done through Chazakah, so that's forever. Most assume. Now, not everyone agrees. But Rashi is saying, saying apparently, Butler Kedusha Saharet, that's what he says, Saharet is nullified, therefore, Shemitah, he assumes, is a function of Kedusha Saharet. The male in the absence of the Saharit, so there's no din of Shemitah. The rice is only the Rabbanon. That's what Rashi here says. And therefore, also, Iyatom Meshamet Ksofim. What is Meshamet Ksofim? Because the Alpha Pisha Shemotah Ksofim Chobas Hagufi. Shemitah Ksofim, as we call a Chobas Gavra, okay? Shemitah Ksofim, that's why we assume that Shemitah Ksofim even applies in Chutzlaret. We have Shemitah Ksofim applies here. So it shouldn't depend on that. There ain't a Tzuyab Aretz, right? It's not Tzuyab Aretz. So nevertheless, Yalpinim Hakeshin alone Nahagah, but since they have this double language, Mezed Rar Shemitah Shemot, so there's a link. Whenever Shemitah Ksofim applies the Raisa, I'm sorry, then Shemitah Kark applies the Raisa, so Shemitah Ksofim applies the Raisa. It doesn't. Okay. And So that doesn't connect. It only connects in terms of Shemitah Ksofim is everywhere. Shemitah Ksofim, in other words,
whether it's Derais or not.
The question is whether Derais or Derabonim depends on whether Shemitah Ksofim is Derais or Derabonim. But whether where it applies, it looks like Shemitah Ksofim applies every place. After all, in our parsha here in Ray, it doesn't begin Kisav all arts. It says Mikait Shavu Sain Tasha Shemitah, or Zed Var Shemitah. It doesn't say all in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
No Kedusha Sevaris.
So the whole din of Shemitah's Karka is Rabbanon, so Mela din of Shemitah's Kof is also Rabbanon. That's the one. Then Rashi says, "I'm Rabbanon raised, but also Rabbanon to the Shabbat of Zanah Zeh, Zeichel Shriyas, so it is Takach Torah Shriyas." They didn't want to forget about Shriyas. Okay, now let's come back to that Rashi. We skipped this important Rashi says, B'shriyas b'zman hazeh. The Hillel, you asking, you kept asking before, but how does Prisma work according to the other Shita? According to Rashi, going to say, guess what? Maybe it doesn't. Hillel happened to hold like this Shita. So, I mean, it could be, Rashi alludes, it's not our problem tonight, but it could be that the whole din of Prisma is only based on the assumption that Shemitah is Taka the Rabbanon. And that's what Rashi says. The Hillel Kerevi severely. Hillel holds like Kerevi, the Shita of Hillel is like the Shita of Rebbe. Hillel Kerevi severely. The Omar Shvius Lashmotos Malvad is Man Hazed Rabbanonu. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the whole Svar of Prusbul is predicated on the fact the whole Shemitah Drabbanon anyways. Okay, you kept asking, well, how do you get there? Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe Taka Prusbul wouldn't work according to the Rabbanon in Moed Katan. Remember, as Oren pointed out, here in Gittin, they don't mention Shita Rabbanon. Okay, they only mention Rebbe, but that's what Hillel holds like. So the Gemara, as Rashi continues, the Alpha gov the Hillel the Bayis Sheni. Hillel lived as one of Bayis. What do I bought on? Hillel lived as one of Bayis. Real McCoy, right? So listen to this. The Alpha gov the Hillel the Bayis Sheni. However, Svir Leila Baye, the Bayis Sheni, Hoel, you mentioned this. Hoel, the Lohoya Yovel Noeg, Lo Nagu Shmita Nidaraisa. Guess what? It has nothing to do with the presence of the Beis Hamikdash. Even in the time of the Bayis Sheni, Shmita was also in Drabbana. Because you didn't have, Rashi isn't talking through Saris. That was the Rabbi Nachman. I'm sorry, Rashi, the next Rashi dies in Drabbana. Yeah, I guess so. Let's be consistent. You're right. So he says, what's the issue? So he says, Hoel, the Lohoya Yovel Noeg, that's what Rabbana. The Gemara linked up the Shemitah. It's only Rabbana. Fine. That's what he says. Umatzasi continues Rashi. Umatzasi b'tamide Rabbeinu Yitzhak Halevi. The Rabbeinu Yitzhak Halevi is one of Rashi's Rebbeim. I found in the writings or from the students of Rabbeinu Yitzhak Halevi, Shekosav, the Mesechet Gittin B'Yerushalmi. He quotes Yerushalmi, we'll see it in a second. Minayin she'ein ha-shmita noheg esel v'zman she'yovel noheg. He finds in the parish Yerushalmi, how do we know that shmita only applies when there's yovel? Shemar, our pasuk.
But okay. Yovel was the battle.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a second. We'll see, hold the foot. So where do we get that? Guess what? Another drush from our pasuk here in Rei, our parish here in Rei. The same phrase, v'zed v'ha-shmita shamot. Not the way we learned it before, the Gemara here, but Achas Shmitas Yovel, Achas Shmitas Shvius. Yovel is also Shmita here, right? Yovel is also all the dinim of Shmita apply. So then we have come up to 49, you have 2 years in a row, you were saying before, right? 49
is off. Off anyway, then.
Well, our cow, that's a different problem, a whole different problem.
That's not
for now. Well, it could be another sad walk by Suffolk.
You have 2 years in a row?
Well, years 49 and 50, yeah.
And then, there's a lot of stuff got to grow.
That's right. The Torah says, Hashem will give you a bracha. But the real count, that's the famous, the Rambam, the Gonim have a tradition. The Rambam quotes the Gonim.
We know that we have that?
We have, yeah. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Shmita. So the Rambam, that's what we use. But the Rambam quotes, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, I have a different cheshbon. But the whole that the Gonim were close to it, so they lived or whatever, so we're going to defer to the Gonim. The Rambam said, even though I think it's not like that, so the Rabbit, even there, disagrees. Like, what do you mean? The Rambam is right. The Rabbit says, what do you mean you disagree? You're right, the Gonim are right. So even when the Rambam says he's wrong, then the Rabbit argues again with it. He says, you're wrong. You're right, you're not wrong. Anyway, but that's another discussion of the years. But anyhow, this Rashi said, quote this Yerushalmi in Gittin. Well, that's also Yerushalmi in Shvius also, but we'll see it in Gittin in a second. So he says that there's a link between Shmita and Yovel. The Zed Vah Shmita Shamot is a link between Shmita and Yovel. So whatever there's no Yovel, there's also no Shmita. So far we haven't seen why there's no Yovel. Yeah. But now at least we're getting somewhere. We're saying that maybe since there's no Yovel, and even in Bayis Sheni there was no Yovel. Hold on. Then he says, Avo B'Taras Kohanim Reis. He's a Vincent Rashi. He quotes Yerushalmi, and he quotes the Taras Kohanim, a Medrash. He says, Avo B'Taras Kohanim Reis, the Shvius Noeg B'Zman She'en Yovel Noeg. In the Brisa and the Taras Kohanim, there's nothing to do with it. You can have no Yovel, there's still Shmita. One's under the other. But Omanish, Shumachoka. machlokas. Evidently, it's a machlokas. The same way we had a machlokas in my cotton. Okay, so here I'm getting this talking on machlokas. He says a machlokas to Yerushalmi and the Medrash. So let's see inside of Brewer with me.
Which is more authoritative?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Let's see. I don't know. Let's see Yerushalmi.
Which Medrash?
Yerushalmi. It's the first Kohanim. It's the first. The real, real Makor. Yeah. So Yerushalmi is actually in the 10th parak of Shuvos, but it's in getting here too. So I brought in getting as we're doing. It's parak Dalad. In Gittin and Halacha Gimel, the Yerushalmi says like this. Let's find it. Where do I want to begin here? I can't read what I wrote. I'm so tired when I was writing it. Tamon Amrin. A field command Omar Mises Medivari Torah, even those who hold, there's a whole question also, Trumas and Mises the Raisa today or not. But even if you hold the Trumas and Mises Medivari Torah, Moda Bishmita, even that opinion, even the person says that, agrees that by Shmita, Shinidivarihan. Shmita is only Drabanan. Why? This is Tam Yerushalmi saying that Shemitah is only Darbana. Even if you hold Shemitah and Maisa Daraisa, Shemitah is only Darbana is Banazer. Why? Because that's our drasha here from Parshas Rei. The Zed Var Shemitah Shemot, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe, same Rebbe, consistent. Shnei Shemitin, Shemitah V'Yovel, B'Shoa Shayovel, Noeg, this is Daf Chof Aleph Medbez in the Vilna Yerushalmi, and Perek Dalet and Gittin Halacha Gimel, and going over to Chof Bez and also it says again, the Shah Shayovel Noeg Ashmita Nahagis Midivre Torah. Whatever it is, Yovel, the Shmita Doraisa. But Pasku Hayovlos, once Yovel stopped, Nohega Shmita Midivrehim. Then Shmita's only in the Rabban. That's the Yerushalmi. So according to this, and that's Rebbe. So that's another Stam, statement that Rebbe holds the Bismanazer, and then there's no dissenting opinion here. The Bismanazer, Shmita's only in the Rabban. Okay, let's see. There's going to be next Gemara in a second. First, let's read some of the Mefarshim. So the Korban Aida says, Tamon means there. There means in Bavel. Yerushalmi is Tisua. When I say Tamon over there, it means Bavel. Bavel Amo. Hagai sees me today, and then he's recording the gear. Says Rabbi Omer Shnei Shmitin. Haksuvim Kan Acha Shmita. Hashmita Vacha Shmita Sayova. One sort of the Shmita, the Shmita, and one Shmita Yova. Yola Mercha. She says the combination. Ain Shmita no Heges Elabizman Sayova knowing. Shmita only applies when it's Yovel. Ube Bayesheni Sheposku Hayovlos. In the time of Bayesheni, there's no more Yovel. So then, Kedemasik, as the Gemara will continue, Av Shmita's Posku, but Eino Nogesh, Bain Bekarkos, Bain Beksofim, neither Shmita's Karka nor Shmita's Sofim applies Element Ivrayim. So claims the Korbanate explaining the Gemara. It's explain it. Pretty much the same thing.
Only
the Rabban. Only the Rabban. Because there's no Yovel. Same thing, the Pnei Moshe, right? Tamon means in Bava, Bava, Mishafilam, Adam, Maisus, Bai, Shem, Divay, Torah, Mod, Vishvish, Divay, Shem, Noah, El Bashar, Shayovo, Noah, Kidarsh, Rabbi, Vized, Vashmita, and so on. They ask the Gemara, Amosai, Pasqua, Yovlos, that's the next piece of that Yerushalmi. When did Taka Yovel stop? When are Yovel? Why? What happened? What's now Yovel? So Gemara says, because you take a look, back in Parshas Rei, when it speaks about Yovel, there the pasuk says, let's find it here.
Parakafe.
Parak. Don't say Maksov. It's Parakafe. It says, "Bekidashtem Parakay Parakafe Pasuk Yud in Bahar. Bekidashtem Eishnas Hachamishim Shana Krosam Dror Baaretz Lechol Yosheveha." Yovel is to be declared Lechol Yosheveh. So says the Yerushalmi here in Gittin, the end of Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Amosai Pasuk Yovel Lechol Yosheveh. Bizman Sheyoshvin Aleha Velo Bizman Shegalo Mitocha. Yovel only applies when the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael and not once they've been exiled from the land. So they're from the Bayis Sheni, even though there were Jews living there, but many Jews have been exiled. Therefore, the Yovel doesn't apply. That's Lechol Yosheveh. Bizman Sheyoshvin Aleha Velo Bizman Shegalo Mitocha. Okay, and further, let's see, Hayu Aleha, and even if they were living in the land, Jews were in the land, but Hayu Urvogen, they were mixed up, Shevet Yehuda Bebinyamin, the Shevet Yehuda Yehuda, they live here, and so on. That's also Yachol Yehav Noi, Kamal Omer, Yoshveha. No, Yoshua means everyone's sitting in his place.
Yerushalmi is
Yerushalmi. Now, Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi. L'chol Yoshveha. Ninses Omru, Kalan Shegalu, Shevet Ruvain, the God, the Chatzi Shevet Menashe, Batlo Ayovlos. You want to know when? Not even the Bayis Sheni, it was in the end of the Bayis Rishon. Even the end of the Bayis Rishon, before the Churban Bayis Rishon, certain tribes were taken away, you know, the original ones, the Eber Yardin, Ruvain, God, the Chatzi Menashe. So Yovel stopped a long time ago. So according to this Gemara, this Yerushalmi, Rebbe holds, that's why Shemitah is the Rabbanon Bezman Hazeh, because there's no more Yovel, no more Yovel, because you have to have a Chol Yosra, Chol Yosra. It says the Korban Edom, he says, "L'chol yashvei the tivul ayovel could cause some drawbars to Yosra." Hungry, I've seen a hoyle leh avahoy v'ravin. If they were there, they were just mixed up. Tamar ami Yosra, l'chol yashvei the havimotzi l'nichtav liyoshvei. Could have just said Yosra, who caused some drawbars to Yosra. While l'chol yashvei lamei debinan sheyeshiv kol shevet v'shevet v'chelko hamiyuchad lo ubayishen lo Yosra came. Everyone had to be in their place, and there wasn't like
that.
That's what he says. The Penosha is a little bit different. The Penosha learns to go a little differently. Right? Amos, I Pascha, Yovel, Sukkama, the Ksuba, Chosh, Rebbe, Zman, Shehu, 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 Yisrael, the Lowe, Zman, Shehu, Gom, Vitocha. Hoyo, Avam, Rebavin, Tamal, Yosh, Rebbe, Zman, Shehu, Yisrael, the Ketikon. The Lowe, Zman, Shehu, Rebavin, the Enam, Nikar, and Kol, Shehu, the 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 Nimtzes Omer, Mishagol Shev Ruv Megad Bchatzis Hemanash, Keshev Shabeber Yarden Botli Over Shein Kol Shalva, Vafilu Bayis Rishon Lo Haya Yovel Noed Mishagol Ela Shot. Unbelievable! Not only Bayis Shev, even at the end of the Bayis Rishon. So that's the Yerushalmi, and that is certainly in accordance with the Shita of Rebbe. Now we've expanded that Shita and understood it a little more. But as Rashi pointed out in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, Rashi did point out that there is a Sifra that holds not like this Yerushalmi. The Sifra is the Torah's Kohanim in Parsh Bahar, Parsh Tabez, Halacha Bez. There it says, Minayin Asay Shvius Af Alpi She'ein Yovel. How do we know that you make Shemitah even if there is no Yovel? Talmud Lomar Bahayu Lecha Sheva Shabbos Shonim. Okay? Bahayu Lecha Sheva Shabbos Shonim. This one, I'm sorry. Yeah. Then it says, "Menayin I say Yovel Pishay." In Shvius, Talmud says from Rishona, "Divrei Behuda." But Chachamim Omrim Shvius Noheges Afal Pishay in Yovel. By Yovel, Enanoi Erin King Yeshem or Shvius. But Behuda disagrees. But they both agree on Shmita. The question is, can there be Yovel without Shmita? But they all agree there can be Shmita without Yovel. On the bottom of this edition of Torah's Kohanim, you have the beer of the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim writes. Just had this week, somebody heard of a Gershon Yaakov Levitz and all about it.
By the way, you know that the whole effort, they, not because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You could barely hear anything they were saying.
Oh, yeah. I was in the room, so I heard it. But Gershon Yaakov Levitz was over 100 years old. He learned by the Chafetz Chaim.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
They had something similar.
We think of the Chavetz Chaim as like, you know.
No, he was 105 years old?
Yeah, he learned about the Chavetz Chaim. Not
last year, right,
not
the Yeshiva, it's the same.
Still, more or less, he still came to the Yeshiva. Yeah.
He's by the Levaya.
I don't know. He met the Chavetz Chaim when he was 3. I mean, he learned in the yeshiva. He was in his 20s when the Chavetz Chaim died. He was in the yeshiva. He learned about. Then he went to the Mir, and then he was in Shanghai, I don't think. But he learned about the Chavetz Chaim. So somebody told me afterwards that the end of the Chavetz Chaim's life, he was very humble. He never talked, you know. But somebody told me that he was, they used to carry the Chavetz Chaim like a little. Couldn't walk. You know, he and the Chavetz Chaim also lived till over 100. The New York Times, you know, when he died, had an article of 105. They made him older, whatever it was. But they had the boys, some Bachram had the kibbutz to carry him in onto kind of a, you know, a wagon kind of thing. And Riakos was one of those Bachram who was selected to be a. He was, can you imagine? But we knew somebody who met the Chavetz Chaim. One of the Maspidim mentioned that the Chavetz Chaim also was a. Knew somebody. He met people who were still who were alive when the Vilna Gaon was still alive.
Really?
So because the Gaon died in the 1770s, I think. So there were older people who were still alive. The time of Chazan's born, older people were still alive knew the gods. It's quite a... Anyway, so the beer of the Chofetz Chaim, it says, Minayin asei shvi'is afo shein yovel, pirish shi'esuch alasu shvi'is afo pi shein yovel, kagon mishagolo aseres ashvatim, mamish raket to miss Yerushalmi. Once the aseres ashvatim were knocked away and there's no more yovel, doesn't matter. The bottle yovel, we come up with shvi'is lo bottle, mishavid Yehuda ben Yamin. The tribes that were left, the aseres ashvatim, either Ruben gun chatzin asher, the ten shvatim, okay? And so he learns that Talmud of a hoi lecha, koma yu lecha sheva shabbos ha-shein shmitos. In other words, he split the pasuk. So hoi lecha sheva shabbos ha-shonim, that's really introduction to Yovel, but no, hoi lecha sheva shabbos ha-shonim, you keep your shmitos, in without the Yovel. That's how the Drosh works. Anyway, at the end of this piece, the Chofetz Chaim points out, the kulu delo kerebi, this whole brisa, this whole Taurus Kanim, is not like Rebbe. Okay, the Amar begitten, Argamar begitten, Avraham Rabbah, and Amar Karn also, and he was showing me, this man Shein Yovel Noig, Eina Shmita Noig. So anyway, it turns out to be, why I bring all this in, because a few things, because if we just had our original Gemara Noig Katan, that we started with, that base on base, so then we could argue, okay, it's a Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, but you know, we have a general principle, the Yachar Rabbah, Halachik Rabbah, and also Halachik Rebbe Mechavei Ro, Velo Mechavei Rav. Rebbe is against one person, we pass like Rebbe. So we just had the Gemara Moed Katan, so we open a shot case. Good, Rebbe holds Shmita is only Drabbanan. But that's the minority opinion. However, once we've seen further that the Gemara in Gittin presented the sheet of Rebbe and there was no dissenting view, and now we see it's Takemach, so that tells us that maybe it wasn't such a das yachid, there was no argument over there. And number two, you have a Machlokas Yerushalmi and the Taurus Kanim, there might be more players, so to speak, involved. In any event, that's the background information. Now, the subject of whether Lemaisa is Shmita Deraisa Drabanan or what, you have the whole gamut. I mean, everybody, it's a major machlokas we've shown him in terms of Halacha Lemaisa, whether it's Deraisa Drabanan or again, Hetta Mechir is one important nafkamina. Okay, because Hetta Mechir is built on the bottom. But it's a major, major machlokas we show him. So again, just to summarize, we have machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan Moed Katan in Daf Beis and Beis. In Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Mer Aleph, you have only the sheet of Rebbe presented. And it turns out that the machlokas, the Yerushalmi, in Gittin, the end of Parag Dal Aloch, the end of Aloch Gimel, Taurus Kohanim in Pahar, whether Shemitah applies in the absence of the Yovel or not. Good. So what do we hold? So it's interesting. I couldn't find in the Shas over here. So I'll take my word for it. I couldn't find Gittin with the. They have it. They have a different pagination. Yeah, so
they have it on bottom.
I know. It doesn't matter. I'll save a little time. They quote from the Baal Hamor. The sheet that we've shown him how we hold runs the gamut. The Baal HaMor seems to hold that not only is it not Daraisa, it's Bizman HaZeh, now it's not in Drabanan either. It's a Midas Chassidus.
Wow.
Now, the Ravid, the Baal HaMor doesn't exactly appear in regular, but it's not in the, as I found, in the Baal HaMor, in the back of, on the rift. The Ravid, in the bottom of the Rif, we have the Asogas Ravid. So the Ravid, on the Yud Tesman Aleph, in the regular pagination of the Rif, quotes from the Baal HaMor. Assuming that it's a Midas Chassidus. Okay, that he holds in his Chassidus. Also, I brought with me, there's a Sefer called the Sefer HaTrumos. Not the Sefer HaTrumos, but the Sefer HaTrumos, also one of the Rishonim. So he, in Simon Char Mem Hei, quotes, he quotes from a Tshuva of the Baal HaMor. Gam HaRabbeinu Zrachya, that was his name, Rabbeinu Baal HaMor. Zrachya is the shine, light, the Baal HaMor, right? So he calls it Zrachya.
Same as
Menorah
Baal HaMor, no?
Not the same person.
That's the same person,
no. Okay. Gam HaRabbeinu Zrachya b'tshuva so, posok she'eno noeg achshav. The Sefer Chumas quotes that there's no Shemitah at all today. Zeh Tofes Dvarav, and he quotes a whole discussion, a whole tshuva. I mean, it's a couple of pages of where this actually originally appears, so that's for the scholars to work out, but there's certainly that shita. He's not the only person who holds that way. The very interesting sefer was quoted in the past, written by the Meiri, called Magen Avos. Meiri lived in Provence, And when the Talmidim of the Ramban, the Spanish, right, and the Spanish Talmidim came, had to run away from Spain, they came to Provence, not by the, you know, Inquisition, but one time they had to run to other times of persecution. So they came, they had different minhagim. And they didn't like some of the minhagim in Provence. It seemed to be, so they challenged them. So the Meiri, who lived in Provence, wrote a defense called Mogen Avos, and I understand the title. There are 24 essays in here, 24 about very much Lemaisa, a lot of the types of things that we would have machlokas about today, Arshul, you know, the Kriyashma, you know, typical type of, you know. Anyway, number 15.
That was the first time someone came from Spain to Provence.
I guess with enough people, you know, enough heavyweight people.
Provence, okay.
Anyway, the process of the border. Border. So this Inyan Chamishos on the Tesvav in the Sefer Morgan Olus in the Meiri, apparently in the land of the Meiri, they weren't so careful about Shemitah's Ksafim to make, you know, and then they weren't worried about it. They made the business transaction, they didn't do it. So he, again, he always tried to defend the practice. So one of the defenses he has here is that the whole thing doesn't apply anyway. He says, Shemitah's Ksafim Avodas Karka Lo Nehagu. But even in Bayis Shein was only Dabon, like we mentioned, and now it's Ikadorm, and now the whole thing is only custom. It's a little unclear why it changed. I'm not really sure. Okay, but he seems to say the whole thing is the Achar Achurban Af Midibesol from Eino Noeg. Let me write Af Achar Achurban Af Midibesol from Eino Noeg. So yeah, it's Chassidus, it's a Zecher of some sort and so on. He said even though all it does, it's only the near, right near Eretz Yisrael, you know, but not in the day, not over here in Vermont.
Like,
well, he says. Svivos Eretz Yisrael. Okay. But anyway, now it's only a Zecher, so that's why he says it's cool. So again, it's not just the Baal HaMor, you have the Meiri like that. Okay, and not only that, but there's a Tshuva. Shlomo ben Rashbash, they call him. Shlomo ben Shimshon Duran. And we quoted the father. The father's of Rashbats. Shimshon, the son of Duran. Says of Shlomo ben Shimshon, the son of Duran, in his Tshuva Simreish and Ches, he quotes different shitas. So it's not just the Baal HaMor or the Meiri. He says, Avo b'sefer Baal Halachos Gedolos, it's the Bahag, Rabbi Huda Bar Tzaloni Anasi, Rabbi Huda Bar Yoko, was a Rebbe of the Rabban, Rab Balaiter, and quite a number of primary Rishonim, Sovereign, the Ain Shmitas Karka Bizman Hazeh, the Arabi Divrayim, the Ain Anahakas. There's no Shmitas Karka at all Bizman Hazeh. So you have that extreme position, but it's held by a number of people. Okay, it's held by a number of different prominent authorities.
And there's this okay. Selling, what do you have to worry about?
According to this, you know nothing. Okay. However, At the other extreme, you have others. Yeah, I got things. Well, thank you, Rabbi Yosef, and others for that. But the quotes are right. That's part of the part. Right. The Or Zeruah, from Rishon in Chelak Aleph in Shin Lamed Beis, quotes from the Ritzvor, one of the Balatos of Ritzvor Avraham. He writes, "Hey, Shurim Ritzvor Avraham, the son of Ravina, son of Cohen." He says, "This one I'm looking for." He said, talking about the things of the Shemitah, and he holds, if there's any suffix at all, any suffix, Yati Machmer. Any suffix in Shemitah, Yati Machmer. Well, that sounds like Sveika the Reis Lahumra. The Shahrs of Ruah seem to say it's the Sveika the Reisa. That's the other extreme. Okay? And the Sefer Haredim. The Sefer Haredim is Sefer HaMitzvahs. Written, pointed out in the past before, he writes all the mitzvahs, they divided up by which parts of the body you use for the mitzvah. These are the mitzvahs you do with your hand, these are the mitzvahs you do with your leg, these are the mitzvahs you do with your brain, these are the mitzvahs you do with your mouth, you know. So that,
many pages
on the mouth. So, yeah, it's or our various. Anyway, Perek Nun Dalet, Kedusha Shmat Shnas HaShmita, Perek Nun Dalet in this pagination, Kedusha Shnas HaShmita Bizman HaZeh Midoraisa, L'das Kol Chachma Yisrael, She's Karol Amala, Barosh HaDama, Disabri, the Kedusha Shnia, Shekidish Ezra, Shekid Ad Olam L'Chol HaMitzvot L'Zmeretz Yisrael. So he said, Kedusha said, Kitchel Shaz and Kitchel Asi Lavo, huh?
Nobody finds this.
I have to look around. Anyway, he says, I don't know. But
your hands and feet.
Yeah, I guess.
Both your hands.
I don't know what's on there. So,
Babai is Shani.
Yeah.
And Dusha came back and put his chazot.
Right, well, the Rabbi says.
The second post. So
where's the chazaka? No, but remember, so that's okay. But the Rambam also holds like this. Kitchel shah, kitchel kuzu, she's kitchel shah, the kitchel shah.
Oh, Yerushalayim
actually had a whole different din with it based on that. You're right. But not everyone holds. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. But according to the Charedim, okay, he quotes many, many people.
Ah, the
Charedim. The Sefer Charedim. There seems to be two days in Tosis, this question. Tosis is not having a chok vav amar aleph. It's a third paragraph. I'm talking about who's kashal edus among people. Not kashal edus are people who, you know, are so cheshvius, you know, who don't know shmita. So anyway, so the sugi there has a kula, yeah, another kula in shmita. That when the Misharabu Ha'anosin, there were people who were government, the Gemara calls it a mighty Arnuna. Arnuna means it was the government opposed a tax on the Jews. They had to pay tax.
Okay,
right, so you still have it. So the Gemara says that the Jews, if they're going to let the land not produce for a year, so then you know, they're not going to be able to pay the tax for all kinds of tzaras. So they made a rule that they're allowed to Ha'anosin, and the Kedemachers would be all like Puku, the non-Jewish government, right? So they said you can go and plant in Shriya Sending. Puku Uzro, but Shriya Mishum Arnuna. Because of this tax, you know, you can go not more than you need to, you know, whatever you need to grow for the to pay, that you have to do.
That was
so the
request that Shimon Tzadik made from Alexander.
Yeah. Anyway, the Tosus Tapuchov Avon Aleph in Sanhedrin, Misharabu Anosin, Umayna Arnuna, and Toma, what do you mean? Umishum Arnuna Hitir Lachar Shulizroad, Avisum Deraisa? The Rabbana said, oh, you know, okay, good, go work on Shabbos, do whatever you want. What do you mean? You know, is it Dinda Raisa? What are we doing here? Tosus Tuterutsim, huh?
You could just say they
were close. So the Yesh Lomar, but that's the second answer. First answer is the Yesh Lomar, the Mare Bishrias Bizmanazah, the Rabbanon. Okay, it's on the Rabbanon anyways, they relax it. Or Inami Yesh on the Pikuch Nefesh, Shasholem Melach Mas, if the Melach asks the tax, okay, the Ainle Mayaferno is from Mason, which is a Melach. Right? Now, the two Terutsim and Tosas. I guess it was a flat tax here. But anyway, so according to the second Teretzitosis, it's the Raisa. That's what I want to point out. Because otherwise, the first answer tells the signs. She is no longer a bonus. But this, the Inami apparently didn't accept that. And what's interesting is, in the back, I don't look at the Rosh, I should, but in the back, you have, we'll see, we have in this edition. In the Piscatosis. In the Piscatosis, yeah.
In
the Piscatosis, well, I know, it's a question. Well, the Piscatosis was a tour of the Sunday.
Yeah, that's
more authoritative. But anyway, the Piscatosis in Os Samach Beis, Mutter Lizro, the Shias Mishmaranu, the Havit Pikuch Nefesh. Of course, only the second paragraph. He owes the Zoraisa. Okay, so again, you have, you know, so now you have that extreme, and then you have the. Then you have, and later I'm not going to read all the sheet, but then you have others. The Chidush Ramban in Makkas of Gimel Beis and the Ritva and the Rosh Bo, they also, they hold that Shri is only the Rabbanim is Manazer. And Ran over there, in the Gitlan, I'll read one thing.
Ramban and the Rosh
Bo, where? And the Rosh Bo, Makkas Gimel on the Beis. I'll just read you the line from the Ramban. He says, "Oh, Darmina Shvius Hazeh Shvius Bizman Hazemad Rabbanim V'Halecha Char Mekel." Right, the Ramban says we Mekel. Okay, that's the Chiddush Ramban. Even though it's interesting, the Ramban of Torah and Bahar is in the super compatible, but in this Chiddushim, he says it's on Ramban. The Ramban is close to himself a few other places. But anyway, that's Ramban. There's a Ritva on Gittin Lama Zan and Beis also says like that. The Ran says the Sefer Yerayim, the Sefer Mizrach and Cheres and Smag and Es and Kufim and Cheres. They all hold that it's the Ramban. So you have, as I said, all of the different sheetas among the Achronim. Among the Achronim, and I just didn't bring them, sadly, but the Nesiv has an essay called Dvar Shmita, printed in his Chuvus Meshiv Dover, okay, and he assumes that it's the Raisa, okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, the same author wrote called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid on all the dinim that are going to apply in the future and so on and so forth. So all the mitzvot tzibaret. All the topics, you know, it didn't apply in Europe. Let's put it that way.
What did the Osid okay.
mean? Mashiach? Could be now. Anyway, the Beis Halevi has a tshuva chelik. So he also says the Raisa. and so does the Netziv, and so does the Beis Halevi. And he said that maybe Shita's Kofa might be different. But yeah, anyway, so a lot of literature about it. I'll just, brought here in this room, somewhere, I was able to get a lot of sources of Rav Yosef, to put out Yalkut Yosef. On many things. This is the one on Shri Yisilchos says. So just to give you, he has many of the, probably everything.
Sundown, huh?
The yeah, the sundown. He brings everything down. And he says, huh? No, that's another thing. It's a different song. I don't have that one. He says, he quotes many of the, many of the sheep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one on the shelf is another son named David. This is Yitzhak Yosef, who's the son. But then my father must have gone over this because it's not possible that people know everything. So
the scoring has different names.
Yeah, Yaakov Yosef.
There's one son. The other son?
It's on the shelf. Brewer. What's it? Halacha Brewer. Anyway, so he quotes many. You know, many hold that it's only Darbon on him. That's the Pesach Chazon Ish held like that, and some Gimel, the Chazon, that it's only Darbon on him, Ismanazah, and Rav Kook. Rav Kook held like that. Many, most, it's the 20th century poskim, for the most part, assumed it was Ismanazah as Darbon. I just want to end off, the Rambam, Rav Kook has a sefer called Shabbos Aretz, and the Akdom in the fifth Osei, and the Akdom, he also assumes that it's the Bizanah said
the
Rabbanim.
He quotes
many others. So, according to many, that Shemitah is only Rabbanim, therefore you can have certain coolers like Keter and Chir. I just want to end by mentioning one other thing that will be an interesting thing we alluded to before. Okay, we saw that Yerushalmi. One of the issues, you could say it's tied up with Yovel. All right, but let's say you reject that, because the we mentioned the Medrash in Taras Kanan rejects the Yovel connection.
So it's not the same as
Thomas and Isis. Lav Dafke, Lav Dafke. Okay, it seems to have to do with Yovel. Let's see. So we already linked it to Yovel, at least according to one that whenever there's a Yovel, according to some, the Yerushalmi, that says that whenever there's Yovel, there's Shemitah, whenever there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. So that's why even Mizman by Shani, he didn't end up by Rishon. By Rishon, there was no Shemitah Daraisa. But let's assume you don't accept that. But there is another issue, and that is the issue that David mentioned before, the issue of Bias Kulchan. Now, of all the Jews being. Now, where does that come from? So just very quickly, it starts, that sugya starts with. Well, let's see. That actually starts with the sugya regarding the mitzvah of Afroshas Chalav. Because there, huh? But oh, again, no, that's, I'll get to that point in a second. I'm just going to finish that. In the end of Parsha Shlach, the end of our Parak Tezvav, plus a good giant. By the way, Hashem Moshe Namor, Daber Abba Nisar Atalim, Bevoa Chem El Oretz, Hashem Amir Yisrem Shama, when you come into the land, then, Vahav Bacham Achalach, Menachem Oret, Torim Utshuma Hashem, Reish, Yisar Yisrael Sechem, Chalo, Torim Utshuma, Kisum Azgoran, Kain Him Azob, Reish, Yisar Yisrechem, Titim Hashem, Shuma Ador, Yisrechem, that's the mitzvah of Froshas, and the Sinas Chala, portion of the dough, and so on. It begins with this phrase, Bevoa Chem El Oretz. So, the Gemara, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, so, there is a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Chof Hayam and Aleph, where the Gemara says on this lashon b'vah chemel aret. The Gemara says that it's interesting. Rashi and Chumash already point this out that b'vah chemel, it's a funny language. It doesn't say kis, usually it says kisavo or b'vah kiviyacha or some lashon like that. Here it says b'vah chemel. So the challah already went into effect even before the completion of the sheva. Right away, before the Sheva Shekibshu and Sheva Shechilku. Okay. So that's this Gemara Ksuba Staf Chof Hei Amad Aleph. Okay. And the Gemara says, the Amar of Huna Bereid of Yeshua Ashkechil Rabbanon the Bevei Rav, the Yasa Kamar Afilam Adamar Chumah Zvanah Zed Rabbanon, Chalad Doraisa. Even if Chumah Zvanah Rabbanon, Chalad Doraisa. Sharei Zayin Shekibshu, Zayin Shechilku, Nizchai B'Chalad, Nizchai B'Chumah. Chalad Zayin Nu Chumah, because Chalad went to effect before Chumah. Chumah didn't go effect till after 7 years of conquest and 7 years of distribution. It took them 7 years to conquer the land from the non-Jews, and another 7 years to work out all the Dinei Torah between the Jews, who's going to get which land, right? So after it's all done, after those 14 years, so then Truma went into effect. So the Gemara says, you see that Chala is not taller in Truma. So even if Truma is only Darabonan, Chala is still be Daraisa. But that's what he said. But then continued Rav Huna, that's what these Rabbanim were saying, right? He said, Ashkechinu Rabbanim de Beirav. The Rabbanim de Beis Medrash, Rashi Beirav means the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash Kari Beirav, right? That's called Beirav. Anyway, so but I know Amina, but Amina I know Amina who I know. I said to them, Adarabba. I say for kid, I feel the mandama chuma is on a deraisa. Chalas drabonon. The Tanya, why should chalas drabonon? Bevoachem al aret I bevoachem yochol mishenichnasu lo shnayim u'shloshim meraglim. Maybe they should have chayv right away when the maglim went in, right? They should have chayv right away. Yeah, chal is,
that's why they didn't bring back wheat. They only brought back fruit.
Fruit. That's the parsha of chal is in the same. I don't know if he alluded to that, but the parsha of chal is right in the parsha maglim. That's like the joke, you know. The case of maglim with my chala, right? That's but anyway, the sorry, the maglim before parsha of chala. But anyway, but so the Gemara said no. Talmud Loma. Here's what's important for us. Bivo achem. Bevias kulchem amarti, velo bevias miktzaschem. That's the Gemara Ksubas Chof Hem Alaf talking about by Parshas Challah. So now, well, let's see. So, yeah. So and the chiaski. So Ini was called bevias kulchem, not
bevias.
Well, 1 second. Right, that was then. But the chiaskinu Ezra, when Ezra came back, but a bayasheni lav kulu solek. You mentioned before most of the Jews didn't come back, so therefore drops. And that's why he says by chuma could be deraisa, but chala is b'vachem. What does b'vachem mean? Bias kuchem, not bias miksaschem. That's the Gemara. Okay. Now, why is chuma semaisis not? You know, is it a Rashi tells you to see the goncha to. The goncha to a zaracha miuchedes l'cha. Right, the goncha. The Goncha, you have to know it's yours, you have to settle the land first. Okay. Anyway, but then Rashi throws something else in. Rashi says, you know, also from our Sedra, there's a connection between Maisa and Shemitah, because it says, Bashana Hashlishis, Shnas HaMaisa. Right? Ushmita, so relate to you, to Maisa, Ani, it's the same Pasha there as Shmita. Ushmita, Slomano, Elam Shakir Shavachilko. Shmita didn't go into effect till after this, also after the 7 and 7. He mentions throws Shemitah into the mix, and this really prompts a whole major discussion: is Bias Kulchem also a requirement for Shemitah? In other words, one could argue that Enachanam, it's got nothing to do with Yovel, even if like the Taras Kanam says, even without the Yovel, or like the Rabbanan saying, what kind of base we started with, maybe it didn't not like Rebbe, but there'll still be a problem of a lack of Bias Kulchem.
So.
Well, okay, so here's where, I'll just say quickly because it's so late already, but there are quite a number of Rambams that, you know, really seem to point in different directions, okay? The Rambam by Afrosh Eschala, the Rambam that's in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, the Rambam says, Ein chav b'chalam in the Torah el Eretz Yisrael b'vad. Shenemar v'harabachem alechem ha'aretz. That's what we're talking about. U'bizman shekol Yisrael shom. Shenemar b'vachem b'yas kulchem v'lo b'yas miktaschem. That's by Bikur, that's by chala. Okay. L'ficha chala b'zman hazeh. Afilu me'ezu b'eretz Yisrael. Ein al medivayim k'mo shu b'yana b'tshuma. Tom says there's no, it's chala for sure. Because of there's a cost of v'vachem. Yeah. V'vachem, okay. And just as a side point, in elsewhere, a moment to finish up. That's later. In Hilchos Yisur Bia, the Rambam writes in Parak Chof Alach Gimel. I wrote down. I hope I wrote down the right place. I was trying to sleep when I was writing this. Yeah, he says parak Chof Bia Alach Gimel. Chala b'zman hazeh afilu b'etzor ena shaltor shemar b'vachem la'aretz bias kuchem lo bias miksasim uchshalu me'ezur lo'olu kulam v'chein truma b'zman hazeh shel divrei sofrim ulefichach ochum asar kohan shozen hashem lechazaka. A staggering Rambam. You know, he's gonna make a whole shit in his Rambam. The Rambam now lumps truma into the mix. Perek Chof of Hilchos Yisur Bia Alach Gimel. Yeah, well, kind of, it's not my ticket now. That's not my issue now. Okay? That's very funny. But, right. Okay. But anyway, but the Rambam here, in effect, so to speak, extends it, if you will, to Truma. And in Hilchos Trumas itself, the Rambam writes Perek Aleph, Halacha Chovrov. Perek Aleph, Halacha Chovrov. The Rambam says, Hakruma bizman hazeh ba filu mokam shechziko ole baba ba filu me'ez eina min atar b'dvehim she'ein lecha truma atar eretz yisrael b'vad u bizman shekol yisrael shom. Now listen, it says Shenemar, we thought it was because of b'vachem, that funny language, said the Rambam, nukos trum perak alav halacha chavav, Shenemar ki savohu. But Truma says Kisavo, Bias Kuchem. So guess what? The Rambam is saying that the drosha of Bias Kuchem is not limited to Bevoachem by Chala, it's by Truma too. So Nuchas is Rubia, he says, Kisavo, Bias Kuchem. Kesharo Birusha Rishona. Uklosen Asidil, I don't know. Uklosen Asidil Lachso Birusha Shlishis. I don't know, the one eventually will come back there, right? Lo Kisharo Birusha Shnia. Not like Bimei Ezra. Shah Bias Mikzosim. Uluficha Chivas of the Torah. The Chain Ye Royally. So the Rambam now has extended this Bias Kuchen from Chala to Truma to Maisers. A big discussion, and you know, so where is Shmita in this? Because if he's already bringing in the pasuk here of Kisavo, well, guess what? By Shmita also says Kisavo, right? And Parshat Bahar, so maybe Shmita also needs Bias. So right, so it would look like in Hilchos Shmita it should be the same thing, and yet. And that's where the fun starts. Okay, because in Parag Dalet Halacha Chofei, the Rambam writes, in the Chashmita Miyobel, Ein Shriyas Noheges Elabar Tzobavad, Shinema Kiswala Aretz, the Noheges Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Bilozol Bifnei Abayis, and he says nothing about Bias Kulchem or anything else. That's a problem. So the Kesef Mishnah there, on that Rambam, in Parag Dalet Halacha Chofei, he says, because it says Kisavo and so on, I'm sorry, that's what I was. The Kesef Mishnah says, he looks on this Rambam that he holds that it's a Chiyuv Daraisa. It doesn't knock anything down. Okay, in Perek Tes, I'm not going to finish this. In Perek Tes, Halacha Shmita Biyovel, Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, and this one, all these different Rambams, okay, in the Parakah, Halacha Yud, by Shmita Yovel, last week, Shmita Yovel. Okay, here, he says, no, I'm sorry, Parak.
This is two statements in the same
Hilchos? Yeah, I'm just trying to find it out. So I'm sorry, I had it backwards. It's Parak Yud Alachates. Here he says, Ubizman Shayovel Noeg Noeg Din Evid Ivri, Vidin Batarachom, Vidin Stecharomim, Vidin Stechuzo, Makabin Gertokshav, Vino Hege Shriyas Baaretz, Vashmotas Ksof Mechomokom in HaTorah. Here he links it up to Yovel. Right, they're not talking about this. So the Rambam is a little bit difficult. Does he hold his Daraisa? Does he hold his Darbonon? Does he hold it depends on Bias Kuchem or not? The Torah isn't in the Shachar, the Torah in Shin Lamed Aleph, the Yilchus Truma Tzemaisers. Okay, I thought I brought it. Oh, yeah, I have it here. And this reminds me of the last thing. Torah in Yilchus Herodeus in Shin Lamed Aleph, right? The Shemitah is only Darbonon. Okay, and there the Beis Yosef, despite what he said in the Rambam earlier, that it could be the Raisa, right. Here he agrees.
West.
Okay, Shin Lamed Aleph. Yerodeh is Shin Lamed Aleph. Hilchos Trumas Maisos. Shin Lamed Aleph.
He
writes
Trumas Maisos
in Yerodeh. Yeah. He starts off because
he doesn't have Shiz.
Right. Okay, so it's a different problem. But anyway, that's what he mentions it. So in everybody else in Vareno, there's a lot of interesting questions to what the status of who holds what, and. But here's the punchline. If you hold Bias Kuchem is needed, now let's clarify. Bias Kuchem Zevin writes about this in one place, in a journal called Tchumen in Volume Yud. Zevin has a piece and he mentions this incidentally, and others bring it up more recently. Bias Kuchem, Zevin assumes, doesn't mean Kuchem. It means roll. We always say Ruba Kukula. It's not going to be every Jew. This will never happen. It's impossible. So now, but if it's Rove, so the demographics now, as you just pointed out, is changing, and it could be that next Shemitah, maybe two Shemitahs now, more Jews will live in Eretz Yisrael than will not. The Rove will live in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, will that change the din? Okay.
How many Rishonim?
It's hard to say. I don't know. I don't know. Some do, though. I didn't take an account. I'm just saying it's a very fascinating question. Now, the question is, based on the Yerushalmi, Bias Kuchem may not be enough, because Bias Kuchem also meant that every Shevet had to know where they were. But the question is, do you need that or not? Okay? A few weeks ago, Rav Asher Weiss was here. gave the shiur to me about that Friday morning. So I asked him this question afterwards, and he gave me, we'll have to think about it, something like that. That was like, you know, that was like Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. He didn't want to deal with it just then. So I'm just curious. I don't know. Rav Zevin does bring it up. It's just an interesting demographic thing that is about this cool kind of shiur.
What is that? When you say cool?
Rabbi Zevin did, yeah.
When you say road,
that's 60 years ago.
Yeah, well, no, not 60, but whatever.
When you say road, what does that mean?
Rogue Jews. Over 50% of the Jewish population in the world. Yes. Now you're going to hold the question, me, who you eat, such a different subject. Okay, both sides, this is Jizok. We have a Shemitah coming up, so this will give us a flavor of what to think about it. Okay.